welcome to BCW Presents. Today, we're hitting the streets in beautiful Lebanon, Ohio, where we're going to ask people about what it is they do for a living and how do they get there, what advice they might have for us. We have our host, Alden, stepping in to ask the important questions.
Excuse me, can you tell me what you do for a living?
I'm a case manager in workforce development.
So what advice would you have for future case managers?
To get a bachelor's degree and care for people.
So what do you do for a living?
I'm an art teacher. I'm not retired.
What advice would you have for future art teachers?
Love what you do and love the kids.
Thank you. So what do you do for a living?
I'm a retired teacher as well.
What advice would you have for future teachers?
I'd say that kind of you have to really, your heart has to be in it. It's a rewarding job, but it's a hard job to do. It's a thankless job. You won't get a lot of credit from the public or outside of school, but if you love what you do, it can be very rewarding.
Thank you. So what do you do right now?
I'm a nurse, but I work as a product manager.
So what advice would you give to future product managers?
That's a great question. Find something that you really believe in. So I work for a company that I believe in the product that they make. And so it makes it a lot easier to do the job when you believe in what you're doing.
So what did you used to do before retirement?
I was a practice manager for an interventional pain clinic.
Okay, what advice would you give to people that are going into that career field?
Be prepared to work long, hard hours and always watch your surroundings.
What are you doing right now?
I work as a dispatcher for a trucking company.
What advice would you give to future dispatchers?
Don't do it. But go to a trade school, learn a good trade. You'll make a heck of a lot more money.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a stay-at-home mom.
What advice would you give to other stay-at-home moms?
Join a group so that way you get into a community because sometimes it can be very lonely to be a stay-at-home mom. So get in a community.
So what do you do for a living?
Oh, so I'm a massage therapist and I also make soap here.
So what advice would you have for future people going into that career field?
Oh, that's amazing. So when I was in high school, I never took anatomy and it scared me. And I always knew I wanted to do something medical, but I didn't have the confidence to go into the medical field because of fear of like different classes. But I eventually did and just like faced my fear and did anatomy and chose massage therapy for a medical thing. And fell in love with it. And it was not as scary as I thought. So my biggest thing to advise people that are going into this field is to just take a step of faith and just do something scary. Like if a class is like stopping you from doing what you want to do, just do it. Don't let it stop you because of fear, because you might actually love it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So what do you do for a career?
What do I do? I'm a business development guy, which means it's a real fancy way to say I'm like a salesman to like other businesses. And then I try to like make those businesses be as big, if that's what they want to do, as big as they could possibly be and the best they could be.
What advice would you have for people going into that career?
I would say that in my business, how I do my business, it's most important to make sure that you're helping people understand why they're doing the things they do instead of just going for the money. So it's part of a much bigger plan to help them realize why they're doing something and kind of follow a bigger plan than just going after the small stuff like money.
What is your job?
I am a brand manager for a marketing and branding firm.
What advice would you have for people going into that career field?
My advice would be really to be teachable and ask questions, I think is really valuable. It sets you kind of apart from other people and it always lets you improve and see what you like to do and what you don't like to do. And lets you just work hard for that company and try to serve the people, the company.
Thank you. So what do you do for a living?
Taco Bell manager.
So what advice would you have for future managers?
Make sure that the crew is in check and make sure everybody is, make sure you're working for your workers.
What is your job?
I'm a service sales representative.
What advice would you have for future service sales representatives?
Work hard. Be honest.
So what do you do for a living?
So I am a police officer. I'm one of the older police officers now. So my job now is monitoring all the parking in downtown Lebanon.
So what advice would you have for future police officers?
Keep your nose clean. Make good grades. Stay in shape. And you can work at any police department in the country if you completed those tasks.
So what do you do for a living?
I'm a speech-language pathologist.
What advice would you have for people going into that career field?
To just be ready to learn all the time. There's always something new to learn.
Thank you.
Sure, you're welcome. That's
perfect. Yeah, what do you do for a living?
I'm a document writer for a law firm.
So what advice would you have for people going into that career field?
I would say keep your nose clean, study hard, make sure that you pay attention to detail because you're dealing with a lot of people's lives every single day. You want to make sure that the documents get to the correct place. You want to make sure that things don't get delayed so that people can have the justice system working for them.
All right. Thank you for your time.
You're very welcome.
So what do you do for a living?
I'm a paralegal.
So what advice would you have for future paralegals?
Better think it through before you do it. It's a lot of work. It takes a lot of dedication. But as long as you're interested in the work that you're doing, it really doesn't seem as much like work.
So what do you do for a living?
I'm a caregiver.
So what advice would you have for future caregivers?
Cool. Just become a nurse. That's what I would have to say. Become a nurse. And don't do it just for a paycheck because you won't last in it if you're just doing it for a paycheck. Pick something that you really want to do and that you love and have a passion for. Don't settle.
Thank you. What do you do for a career?
I am a U.S. postal carrier.
What advice would you have for U.S. postal carriers?
It's not an easy job. Go into it knowing it's not an easy job. And like she said, don't go into it thinking just a paycheck because it's customer service, and customer service, you get more out of the job if you treat people like that. So it's a great job. I love it. I've been doing it 29 years and it is a great job, but it is something you got to go into knowing it's not easy. It is hard, but stick with it. That's the best thing I can say. Stick with it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. You're welcome.
What is your job?
I'm retired.
What did you do before?
I was in medical imaging.
So what advice would you have for people going into that career field?
Go for it. It's a great career. Medical, anything in medical. Nurse, x-ray technician. If you become an x-ray technician, there's so many ways you can go. Do CT, MRI, nuclear medicine, lots of avenues to take. It's a good job.
What is your job right now?
I'm retired.
What did you do before retirement?
Accounting.
What advice would you have for people going into accounting?
I would tell them to join the military first.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Alden. That was helpful. What did we learn today?
So the top three things I learned today were stay in school, find what you love, and don't do it for the money. Do it for the people. Do it for yourself. And yeah.
All great advice. So when you're ready to find what you love, find your passion, visit an Ohio Means Job Center near you. You can find us at bcwworkforce.com.